This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Aisha Roscoe, and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Curtis Guy of Buffalo, New York. I said, name a certain breakfast cereal character, remove the third, fifth, and sixth letters, and read the result backward. You'll get a word that describes this character. What is it? Well, the character is Toucan Sam, who is the symbol of Fruit Loops. Drop the U, A, and N, and read the rest backward. You get mascot.
Oh, my goodness. I said I was going to try to figure this one out. I forgot. But there were over 2,000 correct entries, so a lot of y'all did not forget. And this week's winner is John Weaver of Tacoma, Washington. Congratulations, John.
Thank you very much.
How did you figure this week's answer out?
Well, I was out walking, and by the time I got home, I had eliminated Tony the Tiger and Cap'n Crunch and Snap, Crackle, and Pop. I wrote down Toucan Sam, and then it just jumped out at me when I saw it.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm retired. I was a law professor. I do crossword puzzles a lot, and my wife and I walk, and we do Pokemon Go.
If you're able to catch all those Pokemon, I know you're going to be able to catch the answers for this puzzle, but I'm going to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes, I am.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, John and Aisha, this is a phonetic puzzle. If I asked you to say a letter of the alphabet before one of the gifts of the three wise men to get a boy's name, you'd put L before Mer to get Elmer.
Okay.
Now try these. Say a letter of the alphabet before a decoration on a gift to get a thin musical instrument.
Oboe.
You got it. O plus bow. Say a letter of the alphabet before a carpenter's tool to get a biblical patriarch.
Esau.
Excellent. Say the letter before a boundary of a field to get a word meaning prevention of a team from scoring.
Defense.
Excellent. The letter before the sound a cat makes to get part of a car that clears a windshield.
Defogger. D-mister.
It's not a D. What clears the windshield?
Wiper.
There you go.
Yeah, there it is, because the Y and the purr
wiper,
for the cat.
Of
yes.
Course.
Nice job. Okay, put the letter before the opposite of war to get a monocle, for example.
Eyepiece.
Uh-huh. Put the letter before where a judge presides to get a person who accompanies someone on a date.
Escort.
Uh-huh. Put the letter before a son of Adam and Eve to get a word meaning difficult to understand.
Arcane.
You got it. Put the letter before a mean mixed breed dog to get a card game.
Cur.
Yes.
Poker. No.
No, po is not a letter. Cur is right, though. Okay, the letter comes after P in the alphabet.
Euchre,
of course.
Okay, good. Put the letter before a word meaning having a raspy voice to get a fish that swims upright.
Seahorse.
That's right. Here's your last one. Put the letter before a seabird with a harsh call to get a dog with floppy ears.
Beagle.
Yes.
Oh, I'm like, how you even come up with this challenge? This was amazing. John, you did an incredible job, because if you were just depending on me, we would have been sitting here for about an hour trying to come up with this stuff. How do you feel?
Very thankful and very happy that I've finally done this. And now I'm resolved to send in a puzzle.
Yes. Okay. Well, you did this part of it. Now you can have someone else's brain turning. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And John, what member station do you listen to?
We listen to KUOW and KNKX.
That is wonderful. That's John Weaver of Tacoma, Washington. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Well, thank you, and I had a great time.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Joe Krozel of Creve Coeur, Missouri. Think of a place in America two words, 10 letters altogether. The first five letters read forward and backward the same, and the last five letters name something found in the body. What place is this? So again, a place in America, two words, 10 letters altogether. The first five letters read the same backward and forward, and the last five letters name something found in the body. What place is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, October 10th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha. We'll be right back.